Good morning and welcome to Inside Agriculture. I'm Mick Kerr here in Washington, D.C. Well, U.S. corn and soybean planting pace increased notably week over week in USDA's latest crop progress report.
Earlier season drought countered heavy rains of this past week in corn and soybean growing areas, resulting in a faster than average planting progress nationwide for those crops. USDA meteorologist Brad Rippey says for corn,
we saw a pretty good jump. 16% of the U.S. corn was planted during the week to reach 40% overall by May 4th. That remains 1 point ahead of the five-year average and 5 percentage points ahead of this time a year ago.
A slightly slower planting pace was noted for beans.
Only saw 12% planted during the week compared to that 16% for corn. But with that advance from 18 to 30% planted, that stays well ahead of the five-year average of 23%, also ahead of last year's 24%.
Brad Rippey, how about emergence?
With plenty of warm weather around, looking pretty good. 11% of U.S. corn crop emerged by May 4th, 2 points ahead of the five-year average, right on par with last year. We are starting to see some of that Midwestern corn emerge. No surprise that Missouri leads the Midwest, 31% emerged, five-year average there, 27%. And just seeing our first 1 or 2 or 3 percentage points emerging during the week in states like Michigan, Minnesota, North Dakota, as well as to the east in Pennsylvania, just starting to see a few fields starting to emerge 1 to 3% of the crop. Our first look at soybean emergence for the 2025 season showing 7% of the U.S. soybean crop emerged by May 4th. Five-year average is 5%, just slightly behind last year at this time, 8%. The emergence taking place in the South, leading the nation with emergence on May 4th, is Louisiana, 57%, 20 points ahead of the five-year average. Next on the list is Mississippi. Almost half the crop, 48% emerged, well ahead of the five-year average of 34%.
In North Dakota, 77% of the sugar beets have been planted. Minnesota beets, 74%. North Dakota corn planted 17%. Minnesota 44%. Soybeans in Minnesota 22% planted. North Dakota soybeans 10%. Spring wheat 35%. North Dakota 30% planted in Minnesota. More on U.S. spring wheat from Brad Rippey.
Planting progress reaching 44% on that date, well ahead of the May 4th five-year average of 34%, but slightly behind last year's 45%. Spring wheat planting progress ranging from 30% complete in Minnesota all the way up to 94% complete in South Dakota. That crop 13% emerged by May 4th, ahead of the five-year average of 9% and ahead of last year's 11%.
So those numbers based on last week's weather. And based on this week's weather, next Monday's report should show significant spring planting progress. This is Inside Agriculture. We're taking a break for the markets.